Okay. Well, clearly that worked. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:02 p.m. on July 9th. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 25th. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous with one abstention. Right, Jackie? Okay. Next up is Carl Seiler is here for the Redevelopment Commission, and per state statute, he will be giving a report about the activities of the Redevelopment Commission, or at least the dollars, I think. So, Carl, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
All right, thanks. This report was required to be given to you by August 1st, 2013. It is our activities from calendar year 2012. In redevelopment, we actually have this deals mostly with TIF districts. We have two different TIF districts in this in the city. We've got the downtown TIF district, and we've also got the US 31 that nothing is happening with, you know, right now. That is essentially the Lang Low property out there that we approved as a TIF district, you know, a few years ago. First off, the central redevelopment area, which is, you know, it's kind of a contorted boundaries, but it's in generally in this area of the city. Last year, we had revenues of $35,522.38. We spent $40,287.38. As of December 21, our balance is $166,997.37. We've got no outstanding debt, so we have got nothing in that. In that TIF district last year, we spent, well, the $40,287 consisted of a facade grant for the Ranchler building, and we funded one of our RLFs out of TIF. That was $20,000. The facade grant was $5,000. Rig facade grant was $1,775 our share. Myers, Hagemeyer, and McNagney facade grant was $10,000. The TK Ladd, the architectural consultant that we used, was paid $1,080. Got You Covered facade grant was $1,420. And JLS facade grant was $1,012.38, which tells the $40,287.38. That was the activity in that one. In our TIF district number two, we had revenues of $112.70.
I'm still unsure how we got revenues in that area.
Well, we were discussing that one today, you know, but apparently the place is probably zoned agriculture. If I remember right, it was, so we would have captured, you know, if the taxes went up. We had expenses in that TAF district of nothing, so that leaves our balance as of of 12/31/12. $112.70. We've got no outstanding debts, bonds, other financial, you know, encumbrances against anything in it. And we didn't do anything in that one, so we've got nothing to report. That's the report.
Okay. Questions of Carl? If I could take a moment to commend Carl and Ben and the rest of the Redevelopment Commission. They have gotten very aggressive in downtown development, and they really started to look forward as to some different programs that they are either looking to offer or are offering. And I think I think they're doing some really, really good work. Not that they haven't in the past, but I think they've really kind of taken a turn to continue kind of progress for our community. And so I want to appreciate Carl's leadership as well as the others on the Redevelopment Commission. So if there's no questions of Carl, thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here tonight. Okay, next up is... Say what? We probably should have one for the council president, and then he can...
Who is your council president?
I get that a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Okay. And if anybody wants to see that, we probably can make copies and put it in the Dropbox or whatever. Okay. Ordinance 2013-19. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2013-19 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-19, an ordinance amending Chapter 32, Administrative Departments and Boards of Title 3 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, going back to last time. We had a discussion about the Utility Rate Advisory Board and specifically the terms in which those individuals would be selected. If you remember, those were political appointments, or they currently are political appointments in our ordinances. This would change it to be a based on where they live, where they work. I'm trying to think of the official term, but basically we've changed the language to incorporate the things that you had requested. So now it reads as, thanks, Walt. It reads that it shall consist of four utility users who are property owners or tenants within the city limits, and one city utility user whose property or leased premises is located outside of the city limits. Does that incorporate what you all were looking for?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add to that, Marcia?
No. Yes.
Okay. Any questions or discussions on that? I know this is a real controversial ordinance, so. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I move that we approve Ordinance 2013-19.
Second.
Okay. Motioned by Bill, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous, and we'll have one more reading of that at the next meeting. You're just getting a head start on next time. Ordinance 2013-20. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motioned by Jackie, seconded by Dan. I'll give the ladies choice. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2013-20 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 71, Parking Regulations of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, this is a this is going back to the discussion we had about the three spots that are on the north side of our new parking lot along Line Street at the corner of Line and Market. If that makes sense. There was some discussion as to how we potentially define what is a car or what is a, yeah, because I think we said cars only. And so with that, I know there was a new one put in the Dropbox, but I don't have it in front of me. What was the length that we decided?
18 feet, but I can't open it, so I can't. If you can open it, it's in the Dropbox.
Okay, thank you. Yes, it exceeds 18 feet. Thank you.
So
yep.
Height is out and length is in.
Okay, height is out, length is in. Okay. So, the term car shall exclude the following: trucks of any size, SUVs, crossover vehicles, campers, trailers, and any other vehicle whose length exceeds 18 feet. Does that meet the criteria that you had discussed? And I will say that Tim had worked on that. Tim had worked with Marcia on that, on getting that feet discussed.
Was there any consideration for motorcycles?
In what terms? Oh, you're saying exempting them out? As you can allow cars or motorcycles? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, to add that in of the term...
cars or motorcycles.
Okay, shall be restricted to cars or motorcycles only.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I have to ask the next question. Does that mean we need to have a sign up there that says cars or motorcycles only? Thanks, Tom.
How big of a sign can you make, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm about ready to take them all down and just go with one great big one.
Could it be something that we just don't, that we, I mean, obviously if motorcycles are permitted, we just don't, maybe we don't have to put that in the sign, but maybe we just...
Yeah, it doesn't need to be in the sign.
Okay, and that's where I think...
No, it doesn't need to be in the sign, but I'll just adjust the ordinance. But I don't think that's necessary. So.
Okay, you mean the sign isn't necessary.
Yeah, what does the sign say?
Cars only.
Cars only.
So
carsonly.com.
Log on to see if your car
qualifies. So I have to ask the question then, Marcia, is that okay? I mean, cars and motorcycles only, as it in the ordinance.
Well, the ordinance is fine. Go ahead and just change that. But hopefully not anybody complained about the sign.
Tony, for your guys who are going to be enforcing this, is that going to be an issue? Okay, I didn't think so. Okay. Other questions or comments? Not from Tom. Okay, very good. So, do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2013-20 with the addition of motorcycles? Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? Yes, I'm sorry. Well, we're going to have a second reading anyways, because this didn't pass last time. This was tabled last time.
We approved the first reading. I looked at it because that's why I wondered whether to put it in as a
second. You approved it subject to my change.
Yeah.
Yeah, we approved it subject to my change.
So you can get
I'm sorry. I thought for some reason this had been tabled, but that was just the last ordinance.
So I'll just put it on next one for third. Is that all right?
You guys, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Okay. So board council meeting. I just run it. Okay. So I have a motion. Right? Stand motion. Ben seconded, I think. Okay, any other further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, so we'll move that to a third reading. That's the first time we've had a third reading. Okay. Number 8 on the agenda is Resolution 2013-21. The approval of offer to purchase property. I will say that last time Board of Works had approved an offer to a property nearby, and that offer was not accepted. So there is actually no reason to go forward with Resolution 2013-21. That property, that offer to purchase property was not accepted, so there's no further action needed at this offer. Okay? Okay, so did I say that properly? Was there anything else you wanted to add to that? Okay, next up is Ordinance 2013-22, which is a supplement to the Code of Ordinances. This is something we do at least yearly, if not a couple times per year. Basically, this enacts and adopts the additional ordinances that we passed to put them into our code book. Typically, we do this on an emergency basis to get it in there so that it's official. So, can I have a motion to read 2013-22 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Bill. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Mm-hmm. It's unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2013-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-22, an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the Code of Ordinances for the City of Columbia City and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Do you have any questions? I didn't think so. So, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2013-22 on the first and final reading?
So moved.
Motioned by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, very good. Thank you. Next up is department head reports. Mike Cook, do you want to start us?
Sure.
Okay. You probably usually start us for council, don't you? You're usually on an end.
100% ready.
Oh, first, yeah. On the second, Tuesday the second, we had the impeller and wear ring replaced on pump number 3. So that's the final one out of those, our 3 main pumps in the Headworks building that we've had the impellers and the wear rings replaced on. So we're going to be good there for, I believe, 2 more years. And then I'll bring that company back in and they'll do a full-blown inspection. We'll pull them, tear them all apart, inspect them, put them back, drop them back in, and then put together a type of report of service that they need after another 5 years. This finished up the improvements on those from their first inspection of being in service for so many years. These were things that needed to be done to them. I reported on our actuator failed several weeks ago during one of the storms. I just got the call this afternoon about 4:30 that will be back up in operation on Thursday of this week. Shambol will be in to take care of that. It's my understanding that's going to be little or no cost to us since it's only been in operation about a year. So, Tri-State, they're the company that services our air compressors and our blowers. They're to be in this week and do the yearly inspections and service on that equipment for us. Reinstalled a pump at Eagle Glen that was pulled last week that had seal failures, so it's had new seals and oil put in it and reinstalled today. And we pulled and reset a pump at the Wooddale lift station. That's a common thing that's been happening there, and every time that they pull it, they have to disassemble it, pull the impeller out of it, and they're getting like hoodie, sweatshirt strings and shoestrings in this that's plugging these pumps consistently over and over. So I haven't taken pictures today, and I can't imagine that. I'm assuming they're coming out in the washing machines and coming down the line. I don't, unless somebody's standing there dropping and flushing them. I don't know. But it's becoming a problem, so it may be one of these things. I may have to draft a letter, as I've done to other places. It would include their Wooddale Edition, Heritage Place, and then those apartments behind the dock. I can't remember what, but that are all 3 of those are tied into that. So I'm going to issue letters to one. I would do all 3 of them, as it was done in the past. So we'll be monitoring that, but we've torn those pumps apart about 3 times so far this year. So if it continues, then I'll draft a letter like we have in the past, and hopefully we can stop that. So it hasn't caused any overtime yet, but it's something that, you know, they're doing during the workday that we can get something else done. We're consistently pulling shoestrings out of them. So that's all I have for right now.
Question the mic. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Sean?
Yeah, we continue to, and I don't know if I've reported on this yet, but we decided that earlier this year we're going to start changing out all of our polyphase CT rated metering for commercial applications. All of our big business meters are 3-phase. They've continued to be the older style meter. We went all digital with those. We're starting to replace those one at a time. That's nearly halfway completed with that process. We installed 2 more new services to new houses being built. We cut some more trees down that were close to our lines. We had a high number of disconnects this time, over 100, being that it was kind of early in the month because of the holidays. We had an outage today in South Whitley. We'll be back there tomorrow working on it again. We got a temporary up tonight, so it'll be back operational tomorrow, hopefully. And helped the water department set a concrete box lid with one of our derrick trucks last week. Continued to hook up a new service to the Super 8 Motel. Now, the water department did a lot of digging through there. While they had it torn up, we thought it'd be a good time to get our wire replaced and pole set, things like that, so that we weren't doing it twice. So we were able to get that. So that's pretty much it.
Questions of Sean?
In January, Rosie told us that we were down like 100 meters in the city. But we were looking at how many buildings were empty.
Oh, yeah.
Has that number changed any since?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's not as bad as it was. There's been some.
Do we know how much change, how much positive change has been? That's all I have.
Well, I don't know if Mike can get it. Are you talking about water meters?
No, I think originally we were looking at, wasn't it, electric meters?
Do we flow electric meters?
That before? No.
It was just once it was disconnected. Oh. That were like in bankruptcy or, and I don't know, Mike or Sean might be able to say how many are connected.
I'd have to count them again to
see.
Yeah. The ours is still in the field. We use equipment to disconnect the power, but our meters stay in the field and attached to the house, whereas one equipment brings it back, so they don't have an idea.
So maybe water meters would be a better account, at least for properties. Now, I know we have some properties out at like Lincoln Point that we would probably pull those meters, but overall, it would probably be in-house. So maybe Mike, do you mind if...
Yeah, I'll count them up again.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. I really think we're probably... Well, I know we're in better shape. I know we're in better shape than we were a year ago, specifically. And even a half a year ago, I would say we're in better shape. So... But we can have more of an accurate count for you. Thanks, Mike, for doing that. Any questions of Sean? Any other questions, Sean? Okay. Thank you, Sean. Tony, so glad to have you here, Captain.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here. We put other Old Settlers in the books this past week. Pretty much didn't have any incidents downtown other than the weather. We did have to clear the midway on two different occasions. But other than that, no incidents. The parade went well. Special thanks to the fire department and the street department, helping us out with the traffic flow and the barricades and all that stuff. July 3rd fireworks over with now. Only one incident down there. Again, fire department identified an intoxicated driver. We got them out of the area fairly quickly. So it worked out. But no other incidents other than that. On July 5th, we conducted an OWI, or Operating While Intoxicated Saturation Patrol. Just a few stats. I had full five-time officers in, three reserve officers. We made 7 misdemeanor arrests. We actually issued 10 uniform traffic tickets. And that was about a total of 14 man-hours. And we covered about 249 miles driven with our vehicles and that. So it was a very successful time frame that we did that in. And we were... We had a fatality-free holiday weekend, so it worked out well.
That's really great.
Update on the new squad car. It's in. All the new equipment has been installed. It's down at Buchanan's Automotive right now for the striping. Next week, it should be on the streets. The only thing else we got going on, we're preparing for that 4-H 4K parade. We're gearing up for that for this Friday. We're trying to get some barricades out, cones. You'll see some no parking signs being posted down Park Street, Lincoln Way. And for the parade, for the night of the parade, Squall Buck will be posted for temporary no parking for that period. Other than that, we have the Salute a Soldier 5K run on the 20th coming up. And I'll be getting with Kelly later on that to help us again with some more barricades. So.
And just so you know, that is turning out to be a very, very successful 5K. They have over 100 registrants for that, and this is their first year doing that. And if you want to see an interesting sight, you'll see me and Walt both running in it, so that'll be interesting, I'm sure. But or at least attempting to run in it. So. I always talk about that. At marathons, they have this bus, and I always call it the death bus. Once the death bus catches you, you get on the bus and you're done. So I don't know if they'll have a death bus, but if so, I may be riding it waving to people. I should also make mention, Captain Ibley had talked about the new police vehicle, and wanted to continue to thank those who go gambling for paying for that vehicle, and because we pay for that out of what's known as our riverboat funds, and that is those are dollars from gaming that comes to us, as you well know. So I want to thank those who gamble for that, some that may be in this room. So any questions with Captain Heidler? Thank you, sir. Tom?
We are also amping up for the 4-H fair. We have, the lawnmower races Friday night, men's derby on Saturday. Monday night there is mud bog, and then on Wednesday night we have the women's demo derby. And all of those we have to provide coverage for, and we've got sign-up sheets trying to get the guys to sign up to go to it. That's always a task. Chiefs meeting is tomorrow night. We're going to be discussing the Chiefs Association. I've been telling you about the grant that we received for $750,000 to upgrade our communication system. We are looking at doing a very major fundraiser to offset the cost of our 10% match, so we're hoping that comes along nicely. So far, we've received some significant donations towards that fundraiser. I'll discuss that at another time. Just hopefully things keep going well. Tonight is the last night for fireworks under our ordinance, so they have until 11 o'clock p.m. this evening to light their fireworks. After that, the next available time frame will be Labor Day weekend, the day before Labor Day weekend. So light them up now.
I'll send the mayor's memo about that, just so you know, Brett. So, it doesn't hurt to publish it, though.
So with that being said, good riddance. The truck committee will be traveling to South Bend, Michigan, to look at a truck that we were told is going to be very similar to the one we're looking at potentially sending out for bid. South Haven, Michigan. So it's about 2.5 hours away. There's a truck manufacturer there told us they had one that looked very similar. So we'll be traveling to that. Ben was going to go, but ended up with different plans and was unable to go. Last month we had 95 runs, and which is a record for us. We don't want to hit that again. I did not break that down to see what was the majority of them, but I can about guess. Also, years ago, it's been just 5-6 years ago, we had, I believe, a structural engineer go through our downtown. Did we not? Or they at least looked through that part of our downtown. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Are you talking about Hyatt Palma?
I just wanted to throw it out there that Warren, Indiana had that situation occur. Maybe just throw it out there for food for thought.
I'm not against that. I would highly suggest going with a different company, but that's my personal preference. So, is that something that, you know, obviously we talked about in the next budget cycle of getting a new firefighter put together, but hired, excuse me. robotic firefighters are coming. but is that something where the fire marshal could do that, or is that something where we really should have somebody from maybe the outside?
When it comes to that, we can enforce the fire codes. Mm-hmm. And if we see something that may stick out drastically, might be able to bring it to your attention. It's just one of those things I just thought I'd throw it out there tonight. After watching that on the news and with everything that occurs in our downtown, I would hate to see somebody. Food for thought.
More of an engineer thing, wouldn't it?
Well, and he did say structural engineer. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know how much that would cost. I don't know if that would be something initiated here or by RDC or by, by the mainstream group. I don't know. Maybe it could be a collaborative effort. And again, I don't know how much that would cost or who would need to do that. But I would assume we'd have to get some kind of approval from each of those property owners also.
They said that on the news that a lot of the property owners were saying yes, come in and take a look. I just threw it out for food for thought. For you not you had to make a decision or not tonight. Just food for thought.
So is that something you guys want to consider, talk about, think about?
Well, I think it would be prudent to get that kind of information to see
we had somewhat talked about that in the ordinance committee of, you know, dilapidated buildings, buildings that aren't in good repair. You know, what is the process of dealing with them? And I think that fits right in.
Well, I think a lot of that, and I wonder if that's something that our building inspector could do. Instead of hiring an engineer, you know, and I don't know, but I wonder if that's something. I know, now, to be honest, I know that our building department is backed up, but I guess I just wonder if maybe that's something we can do in conjunction with the building department. Maybe it's something the city and the county want to partner together on. I know. But maybe that's something we want to consider through their department. I will do whatever you'd like me to do on that. I don't have a preference, personally.
I don't have a problem, you know, investigating it. Because if never we're going to investigate that, to see if, you know, what we're really talking about financially and what, you know, and what is the procedure for condemning a building. You know, they ain't got a heck of a time trying to go through the books.
Maybe. Can we have someone from the building department come and
discuss with you about
discuss
that?
Discuss with the with their consultation.
Sure.
They would probably be more aware of.
And remember, the city is a part of the joint city county building department. So we do pay a fee into them, and so I don't think that that's necessarily a problem. We could definitely work to see if maybe Craig or somebody would come in to discuss them.
I'm trying to remember, it's been so long ago, the Hiawatha, the report, did it have, do you remember?
I have it in my office.
Maybe they already have some pertinent information.
That's possible. And that may be something that would, you know, assist whoever would do that.
Yeah.
Granted, it would be as old as the study is, of course, but
it would be a great starting spot.
But it would be a good starting spot. Let me see if I can get somebody from the building department to come in. Maybe, depending on how long our meeting again is at the next time, maybe I can have them come in and explain at least the procedures as to how this works. Is that what you're asking for, Bill?
I won't be at the next
one. Okay. So how about 2 meetings from now? Okay. I'll see what we can do then. Tom, you have anything else you want to start with?
Just that we did our ladder testing July 3rd, the last Wednesday. We were told everything went well, and then I got the report back from Underwriters Laboratories, and they showed one of our ladders failed. And so I called them up, and they pushed the wrong button on their computer. And so we are now in compliance with our ladders. I thought it was rather amusing when I was sitting in my office this morning going thumbing through the report and went, what is that? So we are in compliance with our ladders, and everything's good. I would just also like to say thank you for the lunch that you had bought for us.
Yes. And I've also heard, I don't know if you got some emails from people, but there's some employees that were very thankful for the employee lunch that you helped sponsor. So very good. Any questions of Tom?
Just one.
Yes.
Tom, the match for the grant for the communication thing, what's the city's contribution to that match? What's our
A little over 8,000. We're hoping that this fundraiser we're doing is going to offset either all or most of that contribution. One of the guys, I'll just throw it out there, one of the guys out of works for a large builder, and they are looking at building a house for us, and getting, and the more labor we can get donated to the project, the cheaper the house becomes, and then they'll sell the house outright, and then the profits will go to offset the cost. So it sounds like we've got a lot donated to us. We've got some framing donated to us. Sounds like the concrete work and the roof work is all going to be donated. Morsch's Lumber is working as a huge deal on building materials. There's a lot of people kind of stepping up saying we're going to make this work for you. So I think our portion of that contribution is going to be minimal. I think we're going to have to pay it outright and then get reimbursed.
And the collaboration has been great. I mean, really, among all the chiefs of all the departments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why a lot of people are stepping up, because it's not just a city, it's not just a, you know, Union Township, Thorn Creek Township. It's a full-out countywide effort. So.
A lot of community involvement.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know the fire departments across the county are real thankful for people who have stepped up to help that. So.
Can we hold off on making that a public statement at this point until we make it? I want the Chiefs Association to be able to announce that, not me. Can you make that work?
Okay. Other questions of Tom? Okay. Thank you, Tom. Mike?
I need to thank Sean, the electric guys, for bringing their truck up to set that cement vault for us. Both pieces together weighed a little over 14,000 pounds, so it wasn't real easy to do, but we got it in there. Then today out there on Frontage Road, we cut some swells in for drainage on the south side of the road. So as soon as we can, we're going to get everything seeded up. About every time you get ready for something, the rain comes again and makes it a mess again. But hopefully we can get that seeded here in the next couple of weeks. Yesterday and today, we were working up on North Oak Street. We had to put in about 150 feet of 8 and 6 inch main. They're going to put a fire sprinkler system in the old Lindbergh building. So we had to get that in there so they could do their part of it. We're going to go to South Line Street and start on Thursday. And tomorrow we're going to be maybe a little bit on North Elm. Plus we got a couple houses to get hooked up. So we're all over the place right now. It's kind of strung out. And I could use another crew for a couple weeks. But eventually we'll get caught back up. Still trying to keep all the mowing done. And we did mow one in Hilltop for high grass last week. And other than that, I met with Mark Jesse from GAI. Apparently they're going to do some extra sanitary sewer work down on Vine Street when that job takes place. So I met with him over rerouting the water main so they could do the sanitary sewer. And it sounds like everything is going to be covered through the probably stormwater expense or something.
Probably,
but
yeah.
Yeah, so the design on that all looked pretty good, so that's about it. We flushed hydrants last week, too. Yeah.
Free car wash on Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Questions on Mike?
When you mow of the high weeds, does the water department bill that? Or is that?
Yeah, I turn it into City Hall, and whenever they get reimbursed, we're
supposed to. That goes back into whatever department did the mowing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's done as a lien, right? It's a lien on the property, so when someone purchases it, it just is a part of the. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Kelly.
As Captain had mentioned, Captain Hively, we are shuffling out barricades around for different events, and just wanted to thank him and Tim for just taking the lead on making sure everything's where it needs to be, and they've really did a good job at pulling all that together and just making sure everything's where it has to be, and just wanted to thank them for that. The development, there has been a lot of. We did some sewer tap inspections, which means houses are being built. Deer Chase, Ravenwood, Eagle Glen, Chesapeake. So there's been a lot of subdivisions that we are seeing development happening in. So it's kind of good to see houses, the vacant lots starting to be used. So we are starting limb pickup this week for this month. Got three guys doing that, probably be most of the week. It seems like there's a lot out. And curbs, Garcia's back in town, started on Maple Street, got that buttoned up, and they're now working on Spencer. And they have the ramps in place and the curbs in on Spencer, and they're going to be moving over onto Jolly and Park to finish up some ramps and curb face walk over there. And we'll be getting the dirt, seed, and straw in. As soon as they get done, we'll get backfilled behind the curbs and get that cleaned up. And also, we've been out in Westgate. There's garbage trucks or whatever's broke down in some bad spots in the roads. And we're trying to get those dug out, get a base established back in them, put binder in it, and then before slurry crew comes in and slurs that whole area. So
just to be clear, that's been over the years, right? That's
yeah.
Not just that this year.
Yeah, it's just because we're going to slurry that. Yep. We just want to get those bad spots dug out and fixed up so it blends in what they're doing. Other than that, we got a company coming in doing some manhole repair work. It's actually a company called Monoform. There's some brick manholes that we wanted to try this with, and they're falling in, the bricks are and stuff, and they just excavate the top part of the casting out and then go down on the chimney a little bit, and they take plastic forms down in pieces inside the manhole and form it up, bring it up, and then they pour concrete on the outside of the forms, and it ends up being a pretty good product. We went over and looked at New Haven's. They did a lot over in New Haven, and looks like it could be something we could potentially use on some other ones. So they'll be in town this week doing that. So that's all I have at this time.
Questions of Kelly?
Do we have a lot of those brick manholes?
Yeah. It'll have its place. You know, it won't be for every spot, but there's some areas that I think it'll be pretty beneficial to use.
Thanks for getting those couple slides I have.
Sure.
I have constituents requests.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Mark.
Had the fireworks last Wednesday. There were a lot of people that came to the park. There was a great crowd, a great turnout. I just want to thank the fire department and the police department. I mean, without them helping, it helps so much having them down there, not only for my staff and myself, but just gives us a comfort level of knowing that they're there. And for situations like we had, it was great to have them there. So I just really appreciate them. I want to thank them for their help, as well as my staff. They did a great job as well.
Mark, just so you know, I got a lot of great compliments from the vendors there about how, again, good sales this year and pretty consistent, and of course the weather helped out a lot with that too. So
I was really pleased with the vendors. We had a pretty good turnout, and I was really happy to see most of them were very busy and seemed like they did pretty well. So that was a great opportunity for them. That's good. That's what we wanted. So baseball and softball is wrapping up. Baseball's done, and softball tournaments this week for our kids in Columbia City. Had a great season so far, and just really appreciate both the committees and the work they put in. Did a great job this season, and Dan's part of that. So just thank you for all the work that you guys have done. This weekend we have another large tournament going on, baseball tournament at the park. So you'll see an influx of people visiting our community, whether it's hotels or restaurants. It does add a different economic increase, I think, during the weekend. So Friday and all day Saturday and morning and Sunday, there'll be a lot of people here. So you kind of look out to see some teams around. We also have a 5K run this Saturday morning. It's a little fundraiser we're doing for fireworks. Just to add to, you know, the money would go straight toward what we spent for fireworks. I wanted to touch on that a little bit. We did the show that was at the Wednesday night was an $8,500 show, compared to last year was $12,000. The reason for that, we are going to have a small show at the Fall Festival. It's $4,500. And so we kind of split that money up to be able to do two shows. And so if it looked like it was a little bit less, it was. But so we'll just try to decide if that's something we want to continue to do in the future, have one big show or kind of split it up like that. So if anybody asked you about that, that was the reason for it.
And this was, this is a trial year for us. Last year, we only had one event to do fireworks. So it's, this year, we decided to go with two events and try to make the split right. And maybe we hit it, maybe we didn't. But it is a trial year, and March right after the Fall Festival, we'll regroup and figure out if we want to continue to do fireworks at Fall Festival or if we want to try to do something different.
Yeah, but the fireworks at the Fall Festival will be a lot smaller than what we saw last week. This Thursday, we have 20 kids, which I think is neat. We started this a few years ago, doing junior golf tournaments for kids, and that number seems to kind of increase, and we have that Thursday morning in Eagle Glen. So
really that's as far as mowing, and we're getting caught up with some of our mowing because of rain, and it's kind of nice to get on top of things. So,
question to Mark.
What's the plan for the Fall Festival?
Fall Festival is currently scheduled for, I think it's September 14th. Does that sound right, Mark?
That's right.
Okay. And so, schedule right now, we're still working out. I think the plan is we're still going to have, we're going to have like the bounce houses again. And, you know, last year the chamber did something in regards to like vegetable and pie thing. I don't know, judging contest.
Potentially have the farmer's market down there.
Yeah, farmer's market is interested in coming down. We'd like to have another music crew of some sort down there. So there's a couple of things that are in the works. In fact, Mark and I and Martha, my assistant, are having a meeting here coming up soon to figure out kind of what all we're going to have in the timeline. There's been a lot of potential ideas out there. We just need to start buttoning them up. So
it's sort of going to be similar to the 4th of July thing we just had.
It'll
be more of an all-day type thing.
I mean, I'll say this. After last year's Fall Festival, there was a pretty significant discussion that happened through our community that this is something we want to continue to have. And so the question then becomes, okay, what is this that we want to have? And since we're having 4th of July, what is this going to be? Obviously, it would be very, very difficult to replicate something like what Johnny Appleseed is. But if there's a smaller scale that we can do something like that, I think that's what our community wants. And if you've heard differently, I'd love to hear that. So, but if you...
I've heard the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the communities of Kimball has the Apple Festival.
Yep. Napanee has an Apple Festival. It's, yeah.
So,
yep. Wolf Lake has Onion Days. I think we'll probably steer away from that. But yeah. I also want to mention that, and this goes to Kelly and Mark, both of them have kind of picked up the slack from Jeff being off in regards to my pet project, which is the extension of the trail from Main Street to Line Street. I appreciate Kelly working on the quotes. And at Board of Works, we approved Niblock to do this next phase. But I appreciate Mark and I are going to be going down to talk to the residents in that area, tell them what's going to be going on. It's all going to happen on a right-of-way, so that shouldn't be a problem. But it may change some of the way they've been parking vehicles in that area. So we're going to work on that, but appreciate the two of them working on that. And I know multiple other department heads picked up slack from Jeff being gone, so appreciate all of you doing that in whatever sense that is. Okay, Marcia.
I have nothing.
Rosie. Jackie. Really? I can't think of anything, at least at the moment. Economic development, by the way. Sean did a great job economic development wise. Austin was out there too. We were just
discussing that. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, we had a prospective company. Do you guys want to, not without obviously giving information, too much information, do you guys want to talk about what you guys did out there? Or what Austin did for you guys? What Sean did?
What I do? Well, I was sick that day and I forgot about it. But basically, what it was, they wanted information on.
I know you got to be careful with economic development things. So. Information on potential pre-treatment?
Yeah. They're basically their waste product, what they could do with it. And basically, we just provided them information with waste haulers that would haul that away from them. And basically, anything that we would do, they would have to go through IDEM first to be issued a permit, pre-treatment permit or a facility permit. And then we would have to watch over them through our pre-treatment program, and then they would have to follow the local ordinances along with whatever the state would come up with. And that's just about all we could provide them with. They don't give us a lot of information, so it's hard to provide information back to them without
telling us exactly, you know, what it is. So,
well, I guess a little background. There was a company interested in the area, business coming to the area. They've got more than just this area selected, but they were very interested in our area because of our location in between Fort Wayne and Warsaw, dealing with businesses in those two areas. We were kind of right centrally located. We did have two meetings at two different facilities in town. They both would work very well for us as an electric utility with the location. I'm not saying for your word that, but without saying where it's at, we're...
It's inside our municipal territory.
Yeah, it's inside of our territory. And I did have a very good conversation with the two gentlemen from Germany, I believe it was, and we spoke, you know, and it was one of those off the record type conversations, but we really, I think, did a good job of putting our best foot forward. And they're very impressed with our location and our services and the meetings they have with us, and I thought it went really well.
I agree. I will say big kudos, obviously, to our guys, but also to Alan at the EDC. I would say it's almost a definite, which is great. Once we get more information, we'll pass that along. But I got to lift up our guys, and I got to lift up people that made it possible. Many of the local businesses were a part of that discussion. Commissioner Frumpf and I both met with the company, kind of tell them about our community and about Whitley County in general, and went very, very well. I will say economic development is turning, very much turning on the upward side, and I think a lot of that has to do with the economy getting better, but it seems to me that companies are feeling more bullish, so that's good. So I wanted to thank you guys for that. So I don't think I have anything else, so just trying to give you guys good news, and there's not a whole lot of bad news right now, which is great, outside of the large amount of disconnects, but again, that's because of how the schedule fell, and there's not much we can do about that. So, Dan. Ben?
Ordinance committee meetings next, the 17th, for the 8 o'clock council. You got that, Marshall?
Did you talk to Jen, my secretary?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I would
have it.
That's all I got. Okay. Nicole, Bill, Press. Okay, hearing none, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.